What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Do you want to connect with your spirit guides? I think it's a lot easier than you think, my friend. We love spirit guides over here on Dear Gabby, and spirit guides are loving beings that guide us to learn valuable life lessons and return us to that sense of safety inside and guide us throughout our life. And the more that you communicate with them, the more you can access their infinite wisdom. It's like any friendship. The more you pick up the phone and call that friend, the more they can give you. And so you can actually pick up the phone, you know, make a big call to those guides today. You can connect with your guides right now by practicing my free spirit guides meditation. You can download it now at deargabby.com/spirit guides. The link will also be in the show notes. Get ready for that full-blown connection. A connection that can support you forever, that can guide your life, that can be one of the most powerful relationships you'll ever establish. In minutes, you'll start to tap into their loving presence and connect to their guidance and support. And you might feel just warm or a tingling sensation, or you might see signs and symbols throughout the day. Download my free spirit guide meditation today at deargabby.com/spirit guides to connect with your guides now. Listen now to communicate with your spiritual support system and access their divine wisdom, love, and protection. That's deargabby.com/spirit guides. Gabby. Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back to my show. Welcome back today. I really wanted to go back to my roots, my spiritual foundation, to what I know to be true, and to the practices that really helped me define my healing journey. I really think that spirituality has been the through line of my life. When I wrote my book, Happy Days, it was opening up to a lot of therapeutic principles and different modalities for healing trauma. And so my publishers came to me and they said, oh, well, we're missing a lot of your spiritual truth in this book. And I said, okay, you know, I'm going to go back into this 60,000 word manuscript and review. And I went back into the manuscript and I started really sprinkling all the truth, all of the through line of my healing journey back into that storyline, back into that guidebook, into the stories that I shared. And I realized it wasn't that much that I had to add, but it was the most valuable and most truthful part of the book, which is that spirit is in all of it. The other thing that happened is it was the most joyful experience in the writing process to get all the ideas out and to get all the therapeutic principles out and the storytelling out, but to go back in and be reminding myself of the spiritual truths that have healed me. And so throughout my healing journey, there have been many, many spiritual practices that have guided me along the way. But there's three in particular that I want to talk about today. And these are the three life-changing spiritual practices that can really elevate every corner of your life when you really commit to them. And even if you feel like someone isn't on a spiritual path yet, just call it a path of personal growth and development. I don't really care about semantics. I don't have to talk about God. We can talk about the universe. We don't have to talk about spirituality. We can talk about developing intuition or strengthening our faith in ourself, whatever the story is to be true for you. But today, these are the core principles of awakening our intuition, awakening that voice of truth inside. And these principles have carried me, they've guided me, and they've given me a sense of safety inside and a sense of safety that I am being guided. And that safety is a really gorgeous way to live. There's a passage in the text, A Course in Miracles. There's a way of living in the world that is not here, though it seems to be. You do not change appearance, but you smile more frequently. Your forehead is soft and your eyes are serene. And that way of living is real. In the Course, they call it the happy dream, where you're living in the world, but you're dreaming a different dream. You're not affected by the burdens of the world. You're present and aware, and you're able to restore that sense of safety and live in a place of safety and live in a place of spiritual knowing. And so I want to develop that with you here. I want to open your heart to that here. The first principle for me is just getting into a practice of asking for spiritual support. And for me, early on in my sober days, I was introduced to the idea of talking to God or a God of my own understanding. And in this case, talk to your higher self or to the universe or to God or Buddha, whoever you believe in, it doesn't matter, whatever you believe in, energy, love. But to get into a daily practice of looking at the things in my day that might be concerning me and giving them over with a request. So saying something like, thank you, God, for helping me stay clean and sober today. And these kinds of prayers are how I begin my day. Every day, today I woke up and I said, thank you for strengthening my voice. Thank you for giving me voice. Thank you for relaxing my voice. Thank you for helping me heal so that I can be heard. And just really opening a prayer, which is really a request to the universe or to a higher power of your own understanding, using that prayer in a way where you're affirming that it's already done by starting the prayer with the words, thank you. Thank you for revealing to me the next right action. Thank you for opening my heart more. Thank you for helping me find the healers and doctors I need to support me through my healing journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And in my faith, I believe that there's an ever-present energy of love that's within us and around us that's always supporting us, that we have guides, that we have angels, that we have support systems far beyond our physical sight. And for you, it could be that you just believe that there's a voice of intuition that's inside of you. And even if you just wake up in the morning and say, thank you, inner guide, ing is how I called it in my first book. Thank you, inner guide, for showing me the next right action. What you're doing is you're taking away that belief that your will is the way, and you're opening up your creative mind, your creative capacity, your true love nature to be your guide. For the next 30 days, you can open with a prayer. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I need to know today. Thank you, universe, for taking this fear from me today. Thank you, universe, for helping me stay clean and sober today, whatever it is that you're going through. Just thanking God, universe, inner guidance system, whatever feels right. And even if it feels weird, I recommend that you try it out for 30 days. Being in that committed prayer and asking, that opens the door. The second very important spiritual practice is to listen. Listening comes through stillness. Listening comes through breath. Listening comes through meditation. When we meditate, we still our mind, we still our breath, we calm our nervous system, we open up our right brain's creative capacity to hear, to receive. So getting into a daily meditation practice that will open your heart to receive guidance, because we may get asked for that guidance, but if we're not listening to it, what's the point? You might even want to say your prayer and then sit in your meditation and open up your heart more. I have over 100 meditations inside the Gabby coaching app. You can try them out this week for free. If you're not inside the app, you can do a 7-day free trial. Just go to deargabby.com/app. You can try out any of those meditations. If you're in the app, Go find a meditation that really speaks to you, that serves your soul, that helps you feel like you can open up to your intuition. And there are specific meditations in the meditation section. If you go to the discovery section, meditations, there are so many meditations in there to just open you up to that creative capacity. And then the final step is to live in the wonder and the joy that is around you. So much of our days are cut off of just daydreaming, exploring, just paying attention to the subtle things throughout our day. One of the ways that I exercise spirit throughout my day and just opening up to the wonder and the joy is by being really nice to people. My makeup artist was doing my makeup this morning, and this woman from a store in my town, she was saying that my clothing was ready, that she was altering. And she said, "My God, Gabby, you were so nice to her." I said, "Well, first of all, we should all be nice." But when I met this woman and I first engaged with her, she was really not very nice. She was very guarded. She was a little bitchy. And instead of giving it back to her, I really developed a rapport of kindness. And I said, "How long have you lived in this community? It's such a skill. I love sewing. I used to sew as a kid." Just got into it with her. And by the end of our 10 minutes of her altering my pants, or you know, getting the width and the size, we were best friends. And so when she called me today to say, "Your pants are ready," I said, "Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice. I'm so happy to hear you." And I mean that because I love people. Are there moments when I'm pissed off and want to just look at my cat? Yes. Sometimes I look at my cat and I say, "You're the only person I like." But in general, in my heart, I love people. So my way of exercising that wonder and that joy is just celebrating the connection between people. I was in the bathroom just now and there was a lovely woman. She was washing her dishes and I looked at her and I said, "Hi, good morning." And she looked up and she smiled and she said, "Hi." And it was just such a breath of fresh air for her to experience someone taking her in. So do these things where you just are experiencing connection, or take a moment to look longer at that sunset, or take your shoes off and walk in the grass. Spend a little bit more time in those moments between, the moments between your action to the next action. What happens in between? And how can you be in the spirit and the energy that's around you? That's how we exercise our spiritual practice. That's how we open up our intuition, by being present in the moments. Whatever way comes for you, maybe cooking, kindness, writing, or just sitting on your ass and just looking out the window. Let those moments add up, make them part of your day, and watch your spiritual practice develop and unfold. Ask, listen, be. These are the most foundational spiritual practices. They're the practices that have been the through line throughout my life, and they've given me everything I have today. So I want to hear from some of you guys. I want to hear about what this means to you and how you can develop this more in your own life. Now for a quick ad break. Whether we like it or not, we have to accept, we absolutely have to accept the fact that we live in an age that is dominated by screen time between our TV, our computer, our iPad. And let me tell you, my friends, it can be really hard to break out of that endless cycle of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And it's sometimes just drives me crazy. It's the opposite of presence. But I'm here to tell you what it is that's very important. The Calm app is a place where you can actually practice exercises to stop scrolling and feel more present in your life and feel more deeply connected with the people around you. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and literally change your life. They have a wide variety of meditations that focus on everything from stress, anxiety, to building healthy habits. And Calm caters to your preferences and needs. The Calm app has all the tools you need to make you start feeling better. If you go to calm.com/deargabby, you'll get a special offer of 40% off of the Calm premium subscription. There's hundreds of sleep stories, really beautiful calming music, tons of meditations. And what's really great is there's new content added every week. Do yourself a huge favor, my friend. Just stress less, sleep more, live better. Head over to Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/deargabby. Go to calm.com/DearGabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/DearGabby. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am one of those people who definitely has a really specific downtime ritual right before bed. And it's all there in hopes of being able to fall asleep quickly and stay asleep, okay? You guys know what I'm talking about? But sometimes, just as my head hits the pillow, my brain will start racing with all these thoughts and just ideas and to-do lists. And sometimes I'm like getting really creative before I go to bed. It's kind of frustrating. So in those moments, I know that I can breathe and calm myself down, and I can really put aside all of the day's dramas and just really relax my body. And I know how to do this because I have had decades of therapy. I am so proud of the commitment that I've made to my therapeutic process. And therapy gave me exactly what I needed to learn how to self-soothe in those moments. Therapy gives you exactly that, a place to get out of the negative thoughts and just into an emotional peace state. That's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp. What's really great is with BetterHelp, it's all online. And you can just do your sessions from home, no more waiting rooms. All you have to do is get comfortable, find a private place, and talk to your therapist. And get this, they will even send you reminders as your appointment is approaching, so you don't forget that therapy appointment. So get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DearGabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearGabby. Who's our first guest?
Hi, my name is Sable. I don't know if you heard this before, but it's pronounced Sable. I know it's a very strange spelling.
Sable?
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you. Nice to meet you, gorgeous. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How does this topic relate to you?
Yeah, the past month and a half, I've experienced a lot of very large life changes in very quick succession. It started with a car accident, and thankfully I was okay, but my dog did not make it.
Oh no.
Thank you. And then after that, I had to get a new car and got a new house and I started a new job. And I went to my first music festival with friends, and this all happened in like just a month. So a lot of mixed experiences. And my question is just how to, like, I guess surrender is the biggest reason. I know that I'm experiencing overwhelm and I don't know how to avoid it. But at the same time, I don't regret any of those experiences. I'm overwhelmed and I know I'm going into toxic behaviors to cope.
Yeah. Well, you experienced a trauma, a big one. One of the most common traumas is a car accident. Did you have any therapeutic support following the accident?
I have, yeah. I already had a therapist. Therapy was mostly just going in and making sure I was breathing.
Right, right. Yeah. So I'm going to answer you in two ways. One is with a recommendation, which is to read the book Waking the Tiger by Peter Levine. The book is about somatic experiencing, which is a therapy that he invented. And it's about trauma healing through the body. In his book, he talks about his own car accident and how he even noticed in the moment where his body froze. And then through his process, he was able to move the energy through so that it didn't stay stuck.
Yeah.
When a deer, you know, falls or gets hit, or it will lie down like it's dead and then it will shake it out, or an animal. You see the animals shake it out and fly off. I saw a bird once fly into my window, fell to the ground. I watched over it for 5 minutes thinking it was dead. And then after 5 minutes, it shook out and moved on. But we as humans don't shake it out. We keep it in. We just get on and get on. But we don't truly get on because the trauma is still deeply ingrained within. So the idea of somatic experiencing is moving the trauma out of your body and letting your body be the healing device. In this chapter in my book, Happy Days, chapter 4 about the body, I share a lot of Peter Levine's work and the theologies behind his work. And so that could be a nice introduction. I'll send you a copy of Happy Days. And it's also a whole book on how to relieve trauma.
Yeah.
And a really beautiful guided path. Really want you to have that so that you can feel supported. But you are holding a traumatic event a loss, a terror in your nervous system. And so the advice is not, you know, do this or get on, or it's go in, find the right therapeutic support, make sure that your therapist is equipped to handle this. And if they're not, find somebody who is, maybe somebody who specializes in somatic experiencing. And take some time reading Happy Days, one, so that you know you're not alone, and two, so that you can be introduced to these different healing modalities for trauma. And then from a spiritual perspective, I want you to start to pray every single day and just say, thank you, God or universe, whoever you believe in, for showing me the next right action to heal this trauma. Or you can change it if it feels better. But you said that you're seeing the patterns and you're seeing the fears. And when we have trauma, it's an energetic disturbance. And so that energetic disturbance rocks our nervous system. It's a energy that's stuck in our physical somatic experience. Anytime we feel out of control, triggered, activated, our fight flight response is extreme. We could be as extreme as like fight flight or play dead, like numb out, just check out. And the reaction and response to trauma, which is so extreme, and I've lived with PTSD myself, so I understand, it's so extreme that we do so much to compensate for it. In some cases, it's like we become, you know, managing everything so we can stay in control, or we start going to the firefighter parts of us that want to put out the fire, get drunk, get high, numb out, dissociate. So these destructive patterns begin because we're not addressing the root cause condition, which is the trauma. And so I really, really do believe that Happy Days is your book. And I really believe that you coming on the show was your first prayer. By raising your hand and saying, I want to come on to your Gabby, that's saying a major message to the universe. I need a spiritual intervention, please.
I guess it was just, I just want to know it's going to be okay.
I'll tell you this, my love, it's going to be okay because you're addressing it. You have great awareness. I'm going to give you a book that has the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. I wrote that book for you so that I could show you the way through Happy Days, show you the way back to that profound freedom and inner peace. If the only thing you do is just let that book guide you, you will be able to be very clear on the next right action. The next right action, how to feel safer and safer in your body. Okay, my love?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you Happy Days. I'm going to suggest the Peter Levine book. And I also just want you to just sit with me for a second and just feel into my presence with you and my confidence in your healing. And hear me when I say you're going to be all right. You had a big trauma. That's a thing. It's true. And it can be undone, can be redone, reprocessed.
Thank you.
Another thing that might offer you great help right now would be EMDR therapy. We have a whole episode with Tammy Vicente, who is an EMDR specialist. You can go back and listen to that. We should do another episode with Tammy. And listening to that episode might give you an insight. It's all, I write about it in the book as well. So just, that's a really powerful therapy for feeling safe in your body.
Yeah, I am thankful my therapist does offer EMDR.
Oh, do it as often as you can. Double down on it. Do it as often as you can. Follow Happy Days, sweetheart. And you asked and it is given, right?
Yes.
The universe responded. Okay, let's talk to Gabby. Let Gabby remind me that I'm going to be okay. And let Gabby remind me that there is a path. And give me the path.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you. I'm going to paint a little picture for you here. So stay with me. You're hanging out in your favorite spot. You're on the beach. You're in the park bench. You've got your headphones on. And the world around you is really beginning to fade away. You feel so immersed in this super sexy world. That, my friend, is what Dipsy is all about. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, fun, sexy stories designed by women for women. They have this really beautiful way of bringing these stories to life in a very unique way that is immersive with beautiful soundscapes and some amazing characters, really cool characters. They even use the top TikTok creators as storytellers, and it gets super, super fun. And one of the coolest things about Dipsy is that they are radically inclusive. So there are literally stories for everyone, and they add new content every single week. So let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, relax, unwind, explore your fantasies, maybe even get a partner into it. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Gabby. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/Gabby. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/Gabby. dipsystories.com/Gabby. Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. People, listen to me. It is literally my mission to streamline my life, make a very easy flow in the morning, not running all over the place trying to find a million supplements, and just make sure I'm getting all the nutrients I need, but also in a way that's just easy to get it done. And so when I found AG1, I was so pumped. AG1 makes it so easy. It's an all-in-one foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotics in an all-in-one drinkable habit. It was literally designed in order to make it super easy for you to get all those nutrients in. And AG1 supports my gut health and my immune system. And all of this, you know, I care deeply about. They also have these awesome travel packs, and they're really come in handy when I'm on the road. And they're individual pre-measured packs. So all we have to do is just tear it open, mix it with some water, and shake it up. With AG1, taking care of my body each and every day is really that simple. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Check it out. All right, let's bring in one more. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Nice to see you again. It's been a little while.
Yeah, I recognize you've been on the show before.
I have a little bit of a beard now, but...
I still recognize that face. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Yeah, so when we talked last, you encouraged me to stop thinking about it and then just write a book. I was conflicted about whether I had it in me to do it. And it unlocked some sort of permission in me. And I've written, in the past 2 years, I've written two. I'm working on a third.
Since we last spoke?
Mm-hmm. It just like unlocked floodgates for me.
I am like a book can opener.
You are indeed. So I really feel grateful. And I feel like I've found my niche as a writer. I feel very aligned with the stories I'm telling, the mission that's bigger than just me. What my issue is, I get caught up in, I have a lot of support and I found a mentor who's really challenging me and helping me to become a better writer, which I'm really grateful for and I so appreciate. I get caught up in an external feeling of I'm running out of time. There's all this external things in the world and then the publishing industry and then the genre that I'm writing that makes me feel like if I don't hit that mark right now, I'm never going to get it. And then internally, I struggle with the inner critic and feeling like even though someone says something really good and positive to me, it doesn't sink into my skin. So I've been doing work, but I just wonder how do I get that to permeate a little more so I can appreciate how far I've come. Yeah. That's really rad. So
when you're writing, is the inner critic present?
No.
Right. It's just when you're thinking about how it gets out to the world and
dot, dot, dot.
So you're writing with spirit, which is the most important thing when you're a writer.
Yeah.
You're writing with freedom because you've written 2 books in 2 years since I last saw you. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, I guess.
Pretty f-ing mind blowing. And you're getting beautiful feedback, but most importantly, you are in the joy of what you are creating. And of course, these outside circumstances are going to try to, you know, bust that joy.
Yeah.
But the secret is to find that same joy and spirit in the whole process. So while it might not be comfortable for you to consider pitching it to a publisher or self-promotion or getting it out there. Really, how can we find joy in something that's uncomfortable? How can we invite spirit into an area of our life that is foreign to us, that's uncomfortable for us? So prayer, prayer. In those moments when you feel just so scared to put it out there, or just like, I want to give up because I don't want to keep up with the media landscape and blah, blah, dot, 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 dot. Just say a prayer. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, spirit. Thank you, writing angels, whoever you talk to. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel, who's the angel of communication. Whoever you feel comfortable communicating with. Say, thank you for helping me clear this block. Thank you for helping me feel seen. Thank you for showing me the next right action. Thank you for showing me how to carry this message in a way that's authentic to me. And now, remember, I gave you a spiritual kick in the ass 2 years ago. Here's a new one. While many people think, well, I need a platform and I needed this and I needed that. When I speak to authors, I'll be like, how did you become multiple New York Times bestseller? And I'm like, yeah, I know this. And I have, you know, I can do some marketing. But I'm like, really, the answer is write a fucking good book, right? Write a good fucking book. And if you feel that energy and that joy and that spirit and the writing is flowing and it's coming, it's a good book, baby. It's good books. Two books in 2 years. I want to give you my course. It's a big gift. I'm not sure if I gave it to you the last time. The bestseller masterclass course. So you asked.
No.
It is given. See, prayer and action, baby. This is my course on how to write and market a best-selling book. And inside the course, I have my agents there and I have my publishers there. And you're going to hear straight from their voices, editors. What is it that you need to do? What are the steps to take to get a deal or not get a deal or self-publish? I've got self-publishing experts in there. It's an awesome course. I'm giving it to you. Just email my team.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the next step because now you've written the book. So let me teach you how to get it out there and remind you that it's your responsibility to share your great work with the world. It really is, love. And to do it in a way that's authentic to you, in a way that's fun for you.
Yeah. I need to remember to be more mindful. And I think that when I forget that, I don't know how to surrender, but I do because I did it when I talked to you 2 years ago. That was a moment that just unlocked everything for me. So and I feel very aligned.
I'm sure that 2.5 years ago, I said to you, pray. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in some way, shape, or form, I said, ask. And so you actually don't have to remember anything. You just have to practice praying. Mm-hmm. Because the more you practice turning it over through prayer, that's a surrender. That's an act of surrender, a radical act of surrender. So if each day you turn it over through prayer, turn it over through prayer, turn it over through prayer, start your day with it. Thank you, universe, for showing me the next right action. Thank you, universe, for giving me the inspiration to open up Gabby's course and do a module today. Mm-hmm. You said a prayer today. You said, I got to go talk to Gabby. Universe said, okay, you got on. Asking it is
good. They show up. Yeah, they show up pretty big when I ask.
And you came to your book midwife. It's like,
yeah,
let me help you. I got your back. Yeah. And I want you to, from a fellow writer to another fellow writer, I just want you to feel me when I say this. I'm really proud of you. It's a really big deal. It's a huge deal to put our words onto a page and to be vulnerable in that way and to be creative in that way. So just ask the angels to take over, truly, and guide you through this journey of sharing it with the world.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
What's the book about? What's the title of these books?
So they're both young adults and they're a little different. One is called Everybody Loves You Now. It's a kind of a road trip ghost story about two teen boys that travel around New England, where I'm from. You know, learn about the power of love, but moving through grief. I think that's important for people to experience, especially as a young person. And the other one is different, but set in Hollywood, and it's, you know, about a young teen boy learning to realize that life isn't a Hollywood movie, and he has to turn inward and open his own heart. So these are the types of things I pour into, you know, we all do in our stories, but they're important to me. And I want to be able to share that. So,
what's the second title?
It's called Where You Lead. It's a Carole King song, but yeah.
Wow. These are really needed. I want you to check out, Hay House has a self-publishing division called Balboa Press.
Okay.
If any reason it's like, let me check that out. You can reach out to support at GabbyBernstein.com and we can make sure they see the manuscripts if you decide to follow through with that or even just submit directly to Hay House. Okay.
Thank you.
Ask and it is given, love.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. You're such a beautiful story. Go take the masterclass. Let me know how that helps you for this next phase, okay? Because the universe, God is guiding you to have these benchmarks with me and many other things, I'm sure. But the first one was Gabby's going to tell you to get writing. Next one is Gabby's going to show you how to have fun marketing, okay? So develop that in a fun way.
I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're so gorgeous. Your energy is so beautiful. And I'm so grateful to reconnect with you in this way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
What a gorgeous show. We talked about bringing spirit into our trauma healing. We talked about bringing spirit into our creative process. And having these three steps ingrained in our day-to-day routine, practice. When people say to me, oh, do you have a spiritual practice? I say, no, I live a spiritual life. Because throughout the day, I'm going to say that prayer, oh, it's not working, or this isn't happening, say a prayer. And then I meditate two times devotionally throughout the day. But even in the moment, you can meditate. I remember reading this interview with Thich Nhat Hanh, and he I think it was Oprah asking him, how often do you meditate? And he said, I meditate all the time. I'm always meditating, meaning that he's always turning in. He's always listening. He's always connecting. And so yes, devotional time for meditation is valuable, but it's also extremely valuable to see your life as a meditative practice. And so when you bring in that third step of being in the wonder and the awe and the joy of what is, those are meditative moments, just presence, taking in the ice cream that you're eating, breathing in the air, staring into your child's eyes. Oh my God, I can't tell you how many moments I have just staring into my son's eyes and just like my whole heart explodes. It's like spiritual intervention right there. So just lean into those moments. Ask through meditation, ask through prayer, listen through meditation, practice being in the awe and the wonder and the joy of the present moment. Do those three steps. That'll change your life. That'll just change your life. It will just change your life. I can say that with full conviction. You're here, you're listening all the way to the end of this episode. I just dropped a beautiful spiritual kick in the ass on you. Three steps that will change your life. The three spiritual steps that will transform and change your life. Boom, boom, go. I'm just going to say mic drop. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining me here. If you really want support with your meditation practices, you can go into your Gabby coaching app if you're already an app member, or head over to deargabby.com/app. And get a 7-day free trial, test drive some of my meditations, use them as a way of really grounding you in your spiritual foundation. The app is beautiful. It's got my coaching weekly, meditations, workshops, moments to get me on the go. Go to deargabby.com/app. I love you guys. See you on the next show. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.